Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When she said, "You're gonna choke,"
Robbie got a little hard. I'm not gonna lie. Robbie was like, "Oh, whoa."
She is a sexy, sexy lady. I am so coked up in this picture right here. Can we get a zoom in on the eyes? I am yipped to the gills. Not today.
I don't like a girl with too much drama.
I don't like a girl with too much drama.
Me neither.
That's why we love you,
Emily.
So there was a big, I don't want to say outrage. There was a big discussion at a poker game I was at a few nights ago. And so normally there's sports on TV, but it happened to be, you know, 4 a.m. It was a late one. And they put on this channel. Have you ever seen that channel where it's just girls walking on a catwalk? Like, it's like a fashion channel. So there's like, it's like Miami
Fashion Week.
Fashion Week. So it's just girls in bikinis like walking down the thing. So it's just like a vibe, you know? They have music going. They have that on the TV. So two people at the poker table start going, why don't we bet on if the next girl's going to walk out in a two-piece bikini or a one-piece bikini? So they're going back and forth, and it's like, you know, this, and they're, and then you're allowed to switch at any time. So one person has control of switch. So they'd be like, all right, I want to switch now. So they were a two-piece, one-piece, and the other person goes to switch. And the final girl came out of the runway show in bikini bottom. So she says underwear, and then she's holding two things of cotton candy in front of her tits. And this is where it sparked the major debate. Is that a two-piece or is that a one-piece?
Wow.
Boys, we really think on this one because this was probably 2-hour conversation at the poker game.
I mean, technically speaking, that is a one-piece. It's not the type of one-piece that you're talking about, but I think because it's also not a two-piece, it's a one-piece.
I think maybe it's a two-piece because there are two pieces of things covering them.
But that's not a piece. It's a cotton piece. Candy.
Because they're called bikini bottoms. When you just wear bottoms, because I tried to be cool when I was 30 and went to Spain, and I tried to be like, pretend I was cool and I was like topless in the beach for a week.
Whoa.
It was so uncomfortable.
Chad just got a boner.
Which beach was this?
And I was wearing bikini bottoms. So I would have said that I'm wearing like, that's because I just literally didn't wear the top to my bathing suit. So I would say it's a two-piece.
You would say two-piece. Mm-hmm. See, I'm kind of with Annie on the
one-piece.
You're
one getting piece. Too literal with the one-piece.
But if I said...
A one-piece is literally like a unitard, you know?
Right. No, I know what a one-piece looks like.
Yeah, so
I get
that's
it.
Why...
By the way, this debate went on for 2 hours there was no...
Who got paid? No,
they just called it a no because it just got so intense. And it's like, and half of the room, it was split. Where it was like, no, there's one piece of... and by the way, nobody brought up the two, like, cause somebody
cotton
was like,
candy.
Yeah, could it be a three piece?
Well, it's not clothing.
Yeah. So it was just the one piece, and it was never really settled. That's why I brought it here.
I mean, it's definitely a push, right? Like it's too specific.
Yes.
It's gotta be a push.
Well, the first 20 minutes, it was not going to be a push. And then once everybody was involved in it, it was such a, like, the poker game slowed down because people were like, no, she's wearing one thing. It's a bathing suit. It's one piece. Her bathing suit is one piece. How could it be two pieces? Like, it was crazy. Shit went on for it. It got real intense.
I knew. Drama at the poker.
If she went in the water, it would then become a one piece because that cotton candy would then dissolve.
Hmm.
Nice.
So you're saying if she came out in just the bottoms, but she had her two hands over her tits, now she's in a one piece?
No.
No, I'm asking Chad.
Oh.
Wait, so if she just has the bottoms and she's just covering her breasts with her hands?
That's a one piece bathing suit?
I think so.
Wow. See, so Chad's on the one piece.
I'm on the two-piece with the cotton candy, but hands aren't really an object. That's still you.
Right. Well, if it's cotton candy, it's a three-piece because there was two cotton candies.
That's right.
I think it's half a two-piece, but it's not a one-piece.
Yeah, exactly, which is why it's a push. It's a push.
Yeah, it's tough. A girl came out in a visor, and people went fucking crazy.
Wow.
It's like, what is this?
That's a three-piece.
Yeah.
That's what I want to wear now.
She was wearing some stupid fucking visor. It was, yeah, you would never think that, like, something they put, because before this, they had women's bowling on, and somebody was like, what the fuck is this? And it was like, this is what's on ESPN at 4 a.m. Like, did you know that women bowl in skirts?
What's wrong with
skirts?
That?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
You knew that?
I mean, they play tennis in skirts too, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how to say this, but the women who play tennis look very different from the women who bowl.
Oh, I ain't seen...
Yeah.
I ain't seen the demographic.
There ain't no sexy bowlers?
This isn't what the late... These are good-looking bowlers compared to what I was seeing that night. I don't want to shit on women bowling, sorry. But...
Oh, yeah, was, look at the extension.
Yeah, they were all wearing skirts, and I was like, that's...
Wow, I didn't know that.
Mm, I wonder if that's just for views, like if they're like, hey, put a skirt on. Like, because otherwise, I mean, let's be honest, who's watching men's bowling? Like, if you're women's bowling, I mean, who is watching women's bowling at 4 a.m. besides us?
I can get into anything at 4 a.m., to be honest.
I'm watching, or I finished Love is Blind. Did you watch?
Oh, no, the newest season?
Newest season, Love is Blind.
How was it?
It's good. It's, you know, it's whatever. But I wouldn't be like, you got to watch Love is Blind. But there's this guy, he's 25 years old, and he's a principal at a school. And I was like, you could be 25 and be a principal? Like, I thought I was too young to be a principal.
Yeah.
Like, in my head, principals are like...
you need some experience under your belt.
That's what I thought, and which is something I wanted to look into, is like, can you just go to school to be a principal? Like, I thought principals were people who taught for 30 years.
Right, right.
And it's like,
too.
Oh, now you can move up. How could he be a 25-year-old principal?
That's shocking. He's lying?
No, no. He seems like a very nice, like, honest
He's
dude.
A good guy.
Yeah, I don't think he's lying. But can you guys look
good
that up?
Good principal? Like, you think he's a good principal?
I think he's a good principal.
You
yeah.
do?
You got to be, you got to be what, 35 to be president, right? Like, so...
How to become a principal. Teach for 2 years, master's degree, complete a principal education prep program, complete the exams.
Maybe he's like a Doogie Howser type.
Doesn't seem much. Doesn't seem like... teach for 2 years. You could start teaching at 22.
Wow. I feel like every principal, and maybe it's because it was one of those things you only saw your principal when you were young. I feel like all my principals had gray hair.
Oh, all my principals were old. Yes. But maybe, who knows? Maybe this is a school district that's like, we're on to something. Let's get a young principal. Hip principal.
Boys, are we out to lunch on this? How do you guys feel? Did you think?
25 seems crazy young.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like 45 is like usual.
I had a teacher that was like 22 and I was like 17, 18. And I felt like that was young.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's, but even a teacher is somewhat understandable. Like a principal... Because, see, my friend has a restaurant, and he's like, the best person to work in a restaurant is someone who started as, like, a busboy.
Of
then
course.
They went in the kitchen, and they saw all the things. So when there's a problem, somebody could be like, this takes 3 days. And they're like, no, I know that takes fucking 6 hours. Like, you can, mm-hmm. which I thought is what a principal does. Like, she's like, I've been around the school, because I had a woman principal, and it's like, I've been around the school for 30 years. Like, I know this is how you fit. 25. Like,
I wonder what kind of school it was. Maybe they're in need of, like, staff or help, and it's not like the most ideal place to work.
Maybe. I don't know where Love is Blind is.
It looks like it's a middle school principal, so maybe that's easier than like high school or something.
But middle school is still tough. I honestly feel like...
How old was Michelle Pfeiffer? Oh no, she was a teacher in Dangerous Minds.
Yeah.
Remember that movie?
Shout out. Yeah, of course.
Been spending most of my life. Wasn't that Gangsta's Paradise?
Yeah. You know what I asked you to do, but again, I don't like to put too much on your plate.
Oh, God.
But what I would like you to do is, I'd like you to sing two versions of our... No? Already no? Shot it down?
Two versions of Not Today, Pal?
Yeah, of our theme song. Like, one where just like, how would you do it normal if somebody sent it? And then one where you're like, over the top, like Broadway.
No.
You wouldn't do it?
No.
Wow.
No. Sorry. That's like me handing you a monologue and asking you to just do it. You
make me do that all the time when you say I'm not going to do the ads and I have to sit here and do it and everybody makes fun of me because they say I look crazy.
You don't do a good ad read.
I do look crazy. I know I do. That's why I asked Jamie to do it. I can't do it. I'm like a fucking deer in the headlights.
He can't fake it.
I'm not I can't turn left.
You're not a salesman.
I'm like fucking, you know, I'm not an ad guy.
You're not an ad guy.
No,
right.
I just can't do it.
We all know our strengths.
Yeah.
Think of some comedy duos who got it done. Key and Peele. Faye and Poehler. What about the perfect duo when it comes to growing your business? That's you and Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. I had a podcast a long time ago called Mama Said, and we had the greatest merch, and we did it all through Shopify. We had mugs, t-shirts, diaper bags, you name it. And Shopify made it so simple and easy for us to get it out to our listeners. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/nottoday, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/nottoday now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/nottoday. Eating better is easy with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long. Get as much or as little as you need by choosing your meals every week. Plus, you can pause or reschedule your deliveries anytime. And they've done the math. Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. I can tell you firsthand, I've tried all of their meal plans. I love them so much. My favorite are their shakes. They are so tasty. They are so satisfying. And for me, when I'm on the go, they come in real handy. So head to factormeals.com/NTP50 and use code NTP50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code NTP50 at factormeals.com/NTP50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
So, yeah, we'll get that song next week for,
okay,
for everyone.
You're just not catching me in the right moment. You know the moment.
That's true. Yeah, I'll catch you when, like, when you're making those fucking Instagrams.
Catch me when I have insomnia.
And, yeah. I'll catch you on. Catch you outside. There. So something I wanted to know about, because something that fucking blew me away in Love Is Blind. And none of you guys watch it, right? Obviously.
No, I haven't seen it.
Yeah. So there's this really hot. Okay. It gets crazy. I gotta send you this picture. So there's
Can I ask you something before you start?
Yes.
Don't you feel like my issue with like a third, fourth season of a show like this is they all know what they're getting into. Now I feel like people are not as genuine. They're playing it up. Same like in The Bachelor, right? When they're like, I don't care. I just want to be on Bachelor in Paradise so I can make a reality career out of this. I find it's never as good as the first or second season.
100%.
Because you're getting people that have no idea what they're going to come across as.
I agree, but also I think when people hear like Netflix reality show, they're just assuming that you're going to be famous. Like, you know what I mean? Netflix reality show or whatever. Like, I don't know. I think it's people are kind of already in that thing of like they're there to be famous. So there's this woman and she drops in the while she's talking to this guy, that she looks like Megan Fox.
Oh, I saw something about that.
And here's a photo of her.
Did she say, I look like Megan Fox?
I forget the exact words, but it was like, I get Megan Fox. Like, people think I look like Megan Fox.
You're not supposed to say things like that, aren't you?
Right. So that, and it was between her and another girl. So now so this guy ends up choosing her. And the one who he said no to was by far the hottest woman on the show. Like, smoking hot. And she says to this guy, which fucking is, Robbie hasn't been turned on in a while. Robbie was ready to go. She goes, When he says no to her and the other woman knows that he's taking this non-Megan Fox-looking one, goes, when you see me and what you gave up, you're going to choke. And I was like, damn.
If I could have an ounce of that confidence.
That got me. So, yeah, well, here we have her with Megan Fox. But can you look up the girl, Jessica, who he said
was
going to choke?
Now I
got to
watch it.
Of course you're going to watch it. So this, look on the left, like that. No, that's not a good picture. The one on the left, all the way on the left. Or the bottom. Yeah. Like she's
pretty.
Yeah. And
she's
your type.
That's your type.
That is my type. Yeah. I like, because you know why? She looks like she'll tell you to go fuck yourself. That's my shit.
What was the guy's reaction when he saw the non-Megan Fox?
I don't know. I haven't gotten up to that yet. I think I'm like... Oh, no, sorry. I did get up to when he saw her. Oh, that's what I loved. He goes, she's a liar. Yeah. He goes, she told me. He didn't just fucking take it on the chin like most dudes do. He goes, she lied. She said she looked like Megan Fox. And he's like, she doesn't.
Well, what does he look like? He's this.
That's him.
It?
Yeah. But he doesn't say, hey, one of the most beautiful people in the world is who I constantly get mistaken for. Like, look at her on the right, James. This, and she, when she said, you're going to choke, Robbie got a little hard. I'm not going to lie. Robbie was like, oh, whoa. And she fucking, I was like, damn, she is a sexy, sexy lady. I really like this chick.
Well, now I know what I'm watching tonight.
Yeah, she also has a 10-year-old daughter, and I think she thinks that, like, that's why.
He didn't pick her?
Yeah, I think she thinks that that's why, like, guys don't... Because she's like, I don't want to say it right away and blah, blah, blah. So one of my questions about, like, this whole thing is when people after 7 or 10 days or whatever are saying things like, I want to spend the rest of my life with you, I'm so in love with you, what do you think? Do you think that is, like, people find such an intense love, or do you think that's a type? Like, I've never even been close to something like that after a week with somebody.
First of all, they're going there with a goal, a focus. They don't have their phones, right? Like, this is all they talk about. They're talking with the producers all day. They're talking with potential partners all day. So as a human being, I mean, the strongest person in the world would get, like, watered down to, like, being a bit irrational.
But I'm talking about
But that being said.
Sorry. Damn, James.
Cutter and I met and started spending every single day together because I think we weren't, or at least I was, he was 8 years younger than me. He was about to leave for spring training. I just didn't think that I was 30. He was 22. I'm not thinking that there's any future. So there's no games to be played. So we were together every day, every night. Yeah, pack a bag. Come stay with me for a couple of days. Like we got a lot of like the bullshit out of the way that we connected so much over those 2.5 weeks that set us up because then we were long distance for the next 7-8 months, you know, where I barely saw him. So I think that it is possible. I mean, that we laid a foundation of like, wow, this is somebody. I mean, here we are 13 years later, you know.
But after 2 weeks, were you like, I want to spend the rest of my life with this person?
I remember friends of mine being like, if he proposed to you, like, in a couple of months, like, could you see yourself saying yes? And I was like, yeah.
How did he propose?
Well, I got pregnant first, and he...
Yeah, shout out Cutter.
and he was very sweet, because he proposed maybe, like, a month or two later, but he had shown me the receipt that it was, like, purchased prior to us finding out about our pregnancy. He had my girlfriends take me out of the house, and when I came home, he had flowers and like candles leading to like this little room, and just kind of said some nice things. And yeah.
And you're 2 months pregnant at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Well, what,
throwing up everywhere.
Yeah.
Miserable.
Sorry for cutting you off, But what I was going to say was, I'm actually not talking about Love is Blind. Like, I'm not talking about that experience. I'm talking about when it's like Britney Spears marries friend after 24 hours. Like, so obviously I understand that people in this condensed situation, these reality shows, like, yeah, that I see. But I'm just saying, like, the type of people in the real world who go, like, you know, I met someone, we went off to Vegas and got married within a week. Like, do you think that that is a love that's so deep that hits them? Or do you go, that's a specific type of person? Or can that happen to anyone?
I think that you're lacking something when you make a decision that quickly, like, let's get married within a week or two. But could you feel like this person could be the potential for that within a week or two? Absolutely. He's coming from somebody who is like, I had a very hard time dating. If I dated somebody and we had chemistry, next thing you know, a year and a half later, we were still together. So, like, meaning, like, it was always, and then I'd be like, oh no, you're not the one. So, yes, but I would always have that in my head. I mean, anyone that I've dated for more than a few weeks is somebody that I envisioned marrying.
How do you boys feel about that? Like, when you, could you ever imagine yourselves knowing for somebody for a week and being like, this is so magical? Or has it ever happened to one of you guys?
It's never happened. I could see it at a certain point in my life, or maybe if, like, there were things going on in my life to where that seemed like a fun, exciting option and I wasn't in the right state of mind.
Solo?
A week's pretty quick, but yeah, I mean, I've definitely gotten into, like, serious relationships that, like, you know, you felt serious within that time, but I don't know if I was like, yeah, we
but you would,
get
like,
married.
Fantasize, right? You'd fantasize, like, what would my life be like with this person? No?
I guess, to an extent.
Or is that, guys don't do that?
I'm more so like, wow, I really want to be with this person. Like, I want to date them, and I want, like...
But you don't think very far into the future.
I'm not a future guy, but also, like, I try and come to terms with, like, all right, what would living with them be? Like for me, because I've always, when I'm dating somebody, I'm always, like, you know, the last person I dated was in her early 40s, and I was like, well, even if I did want to have a kid with this person, it wouldn't be for 5 years. Mm-hmm. So, like, because I wouldn't trust somebody I've known for less time than that to have a child with them.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you think you're going to find out in 5 years that you wouldn't find out in one?
The type of person they are. Like, any
in a year, you're not going to think you're going to see everything?
I've known people for fucking 5 years who have stolen from me, done horrible things to me that I would not have thought.
Yeah.
That they would have done, or even just, like, not even done things to me, but just the type of character they were that then comes out and you're like, holy shit. And it's not that they change. It's like, that's who they were.
And you just weren't seeing it?
No, I think you don't, you know, again, these were friends, guys and girls, who I didn't live with them. So, like, you don't see them 24 hours a day.
If you date somebody for 6 months and then move in together and live with each other for another 6 months, I really feel like you're going to know.
No, not even close. No way.
How would they be able to hide anything?
Jamie, what are you talking?
You say, show me your finances.
Do you ever watch Netflix documentaries? There's people who are like, yeah, I was dating this person for 2 years and they, like, burned my house down. I just watched one of these. What are you boys? Why are you shaking your head,
Annie? You're watching too much Netflix, Rob.
I mean, yeah, no, like, you're talking about a very extreme.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying that that's going to happen. What I'm saying is to be like, how could anyone hide something for 6 months? It's like, yo, these motherfuckers hide shit for fucking.
But what you're, like, defending against, though, is, like, the chance that you might be dating a sociopath or something, like a psychopath.
No.
If you date someone that could hide something like that for 5 years, guess what? They're going to hide from you for 20 years mm-hmm. if they need to.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but normal people, you're going to find out who they are if you live with them for fucking 6 months.
I completely,
maybe not even that.
I completely disagree, but I think that there is.
What's your longest relationship?
A year, but there was one that was kind of longer, but it was like back and forth where I would disappear. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was when I was partying, so I would just disappear for 3 months.
What was your longest sober relationship?
4 months, 5 months.
You think she was hiding shit?
Do I think she was hiding shit? No, because I think the reason why we did not continue was because I think I saw the things that...
You saw... I know what... Yeah, can we say?
No. I don't want to say. Okay. Yeah. Because it's... no one knows who it could be. There's several it could be, so I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. But there's... I think for me, if I'm saying I'm going to have a kid, like moving in is totally different. Like I would move in with somebody after 2 months, 3 months, whatever. But when it comes to having a fucking child and I'm saying I want to have you in my life for the rest of my fucking life, there's no way I would know someone for less than 3 years and be like, we should have a kid together. No fucking way.
So I'm just living on the edge in your world, aren't I? Popping babies out 9 months.
No, I mean, I'm not saying that my thing is right.
Yeah.
I don't think that like somebody who would do it in 2 years is living on the edge or crazy. I'm just saying for me, what I need to feel like secure and comfortable enough to somebody to be like,
I will say though, there's aspects of Cutter and his personality that didn't reveal themselves until we had kids. Like his anxiety and like need to control, because he grew up in a chaos. And so for him, like keeping control and anxiety and like keeping things in order is really important to him. So he feels safe in that way. That was not apparent when we were dating and in the beginnings of our relationship and even up until the baby was born. But then like once Bo started to become a child, like there was parts of him that I had to accept that weren't around before. And people change and different things and experiences, whether it's a kid or not, are going to ignite certain things within people, you know, not necessarily that they're going to like murder you or steal from you, but
no, I was just using that example of like, how could someone hide something for 2 years? It's like, what, how could someone hide something for 6 months was your question, which is like, I think somebody could hide something for fucking,
I think if once you have easily. Your first 6 month sober relationship, we can talk more about this, because I'm interested to see how you would like, because also time invested, like there's more love invested, there's more trust invested. Like, I don't think you've been able to get to that place with somebody yet.
But I also don't just view it as like, you know, because there's the part that's like, oh, this person would be my life forever. I would possibly be, you're giving this person control of half of your fucking money if you have a kid with them, possibly. Like, there's a lot of things that go with it. A big part of it is I'm also trusting this person and like being, saying, I want you to raise my child with me, which is something that I don't think I could see in somebody in a year. Like,
I'm sort of with Rob on this.
Thank you. Wow.
Yeah, I am too. I get it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If the conversation's about having a kid, that's totally different.
That's
yeah,
all I'm talking about.
Yeah, no, I thought you were just saying you can't get to know someone in 6 months, but like to really know who they are, but to know if they're good enough to be the mother of your child, yeah, it's a little longer.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think it's possible to easily know somebody for 6 months and they could be like, you know, this person did this, and to be like, I don't know. Like, yeah, maybe they could. Maybe they are capable. Like,
yeah, but look, in my first marriage, there was something that was telling me to not go for kids right away. And that was obviously a reason, you know, was not somebody that I should have had children with. So there's a feeling that you have, you know.
So you don't think having kids with that guy would have been great?
I would not be sitting across from you right now, that's for sure.
That would be, I mean, you would be, because you would have just gotten divorced and you wouldn't even know where that dude is.
Like, I would be doing videos that you, Tom and Christina would be making fun of. That's where I would be.
Right. Well, you would know where he is because you'd probably have to fill up his commissary.
Oh my gosh. Stop.
Do we have a memory lane by any chance?
For sure.
Where's that one?
I look like Sammy Sweetheart from Jersey Shore, don't I?
You do look like Sammy Sweetheart. This is a great picture for the people who think I have a crush on you, by the way. Shout out to those people. You know
you
what?
You look like you're cradling our baby. You know, it looks like I'm pregnant.
Yes,
you
have
like
an announcement to make. You know what? I could probably figure out when this is, because I think I spot something in the photo. Hold on. Let me think.
I'm dating Sartiano there, I think.
Wow, that is so hard to figure out where we are. So we each have a bracelet on, so we're at an event. I'm gonna say I'm 23, right? What I see is my BlackBerry.
I'm
I have a
25.
BlackBerry clipped onto my fucking belt loop, which is such a trash bag move.
You trash bag. I'm like 25, so you're like 21.
Okay, yeah, I'd be happy with going with 21.
So this is 2006, yeah.
Nailed it.
Wow.
Nice. Way to go, Yame.
Where is this?
Where are we? I have no clue.
You're at Pacha, NYC.
Pacha.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
I am so coked up in this picture right here. Can we get a zoom in on the eyes? I am yipped to the gills.
Is that what it's called? Yipped?
That's what we used to call it. You'd be like, yo, I'm yipped.
Oh, Robbie.
I'm fully... Can you...
You have no pupils.
Can you look up... can you do Robert Eiler, Pacha, and just see what comes up? Because there's better ones where you could tell I'm fucking yipped.
I just look tired. You're always holding my tum-tum.
I'm just hanging on.
Hold me up, Jamie. How times have changed.
Oh, was that a hmm from any?
Huh?
Was that a hmm from any or Chad? Oh, the any loves to play that game. What are we... I think there's one where like it's just me. Go. Can you go back to just the search results? And then, Robert Eiler, see what comes up for that. Okay, that's it. Because there's one, remember the one where I was chugging out of the bottle?
Well, we've talked about this. It was on the cover of the New York Post where Rob was chugging a bottle of vodka and I was giving like a disapproving look, or it just so happened to catch me in a moment where I was like,
Oh, wait, go down to the bottom right picture. No. That was on the screen. Bottom right. Yeah. I think you could tell there that I'm fucking yipped.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Rob.
you don't
you don't even know where you're looking. You look like you're looking into another universe right now.
I'm on another. So
you're looking at an alien.
So let me tell you what happened. We were at some sort of a Sopranos party and we got that photo's from our boy too, Jamie McCarthy.
Oh yeah.
So we get into they send us a limousine to take us to this club from like a Sopranos, whatever, Christmas party. I don't know what the party was. We get in the limo and I have no idea that there's a red carpet at this club. I'm doing bumps as the limo's pulling up to the fucking club. So I'm like, just like hitting it, like, all right, we're about to fucking go in. And then we get out and there's just a fucking red carpet with like many, many cameras blasting in my face. Cause it happened to be the opening of the club, I think.
Oh, Rob.
Yeah. So I didn't know. So I am. I don't know. Can you zoom in on the nostril? You might even be able to see a little pout.
Oh, my God.
There might be a little pout.
You
know
how to cover up that
We clean it up.
Not even
had somebody
on the
check
stash.
For me. No, by the way, 21 years old, still can barely grow a mustache. Shout out. I still can't
grow
a beard.
Shout out facial hair.
Yeah, shout out me. Damn. Can you go back to the image results? Because there was one that looked like, that might be, go. No. So what is the one where it's like, it looks like a crazy, like arena thing, bottom right now?
Oh, yeah. No.
Close this. Over to the right.
Where it looks like a bunch of people partying. All the way
over?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that it?
Is that it? Zoom in.
No, I don't think that's it. There's the picture of me. Can you try Googling Robert Eiler bottle of vodka?
We tried this.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, on the show.
Oh, sorry. Well, it's the drugs. What can I say? Oh, wait, before you go, hold on. That's from the same night where I have my arm. Oh, there you go. I must have a crush on him too, Annie. I got my arm around, what's his name? What's this actor's
name? Dean Winters,
awesome.
Love
I Dean. Am skippied. Look, I'm grabbing his tit too. Zoom out. Yeah, I'm an equal opportunist.
You're cupping.
Yeah, I'm cupping titty. Hannah, there we go, baby. Robbie's Robbie's yipped up.
Dean got that sweet gig with those insurance commercials, right?
Who is that? State Farm, right?
No.
Who is? Can you Google Dean Winter? Sorry, we're putting you guys to work. But by the way, these stupid fucking sites. Can you go back to that? I'm sorry, I'm throwing you all over, Zolo. These stupid fucking sites that charge. Look at the balls on this. $499 for this photo.
To own
who
that
the
photo?
Fuck? Who the f- nobody, there's no exaggeration. There's no one who would pay $4.99 for this photo. And also, you could just fucking screenshot it. Like, who? $500? Where did these fucking sites come all? Like,
what a racket.
Unbelievable, dude. Okay, sorry, Zolo. I'm fucking running you all around.
What were we looking for the vodka photo?
Yeah, try Robert Eiler vodka, but then what? And then we want to Google Dean Winters.
There it was. What you saw it? Boozy Bro Shocks.
You guys are always having to confirm. You guys do shady shit on that computer, huh? They're always making.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no photo.
What does it say? Can you read it?
I'm telling Dad. Soprano's daughter, Jamie Lynn Sigler, shot a disapproving eye at her on-screen brother. He's caught swigging vodka straight from the bottle while partying on the opening night of the Hot Manhattan Club Pasha. There you go.
Wow.
I'm telling Dad.
We just put it all together, huh? Memory
yeah,
lane.
Yeah, that's us, babe.
Jamie Lee is a blabbermouth telling Dad. December 9th, 2005. I think it was a Sopranos Christmas party. Ooh, Robbie, come on.
Sopranos Christmas parties were the best.
The best.
They're usually thrown by Jim. So, like, they were at the Chelsea Piers or, like, epic locations. And there's something about, like, seeing everybody outside of work, in their clothes, like, partying together, celebrating together. I would put up an argument that nobody had more fun anywhere in the world than we had at Sopranos Christmas parties. Those were probably the drunkest nights of my life.
Yeah, I could agree. I mean, the evidence is right there.
To be in a room where you trust everyone. See, that's the only time that I feel comfortable drinking. That's why I don't really like to drink, because it just, like, I get very vulnerable. I get very silly. I get very out there. And I can't do it unless I know I can trust every single person in that room. And those places in a Sopranos Christmas party, that's where I trusted everybody. Well, it was the best.
The reason I'll say I definitely think we had more fun than people do now is because no one had a fucking camera. Like, you can Google.
No. Even if everyone did, though, at those parties.
But I'm just saying,
except. Maybe
who's
we need
who off now?
We need to, me. Sorry, I'm a little feisty right now. I'm going to address the fact that there is a book that's been written that people on the show have accounted that is not the memory that they have. That I just feel like is really disrespectful, especially to somebody that's passed, that is not the memory that any of us have of him or our experience or anything that he said that happened. And so I think it's really unfortunate. I feel at least the need to call that out. I don't think anybody's giving it the time of day, and I hope they're not.
Yeah, no, you could always speak for me, but I think the thing that really bothers me about it is, like, I know how James was, and James was so, like, fuck every, like, you know, he wouldn't get, like, but what bothers me, you know, it goes to
but
his
he wouldn't
family.
Have been if it was, but if it was about, if about one of us.
Oh, no, of course. He would go nuts.
Burn the bridge down.
Totally. But I just, the fact that it affects his family and saying disparaging stuff about somebody who's passed away and their families and they're in the public life, it's just all fucking, it's not a good, like, to try to sell books, it's not a good move. And the other thing is, in it, he makes people like Edie Falco look bad, which is what fucking.
He did?
Pisses me off. Well, like. It's like, you know, he'll say that, like, James did something like not show up to work. And then Edie Falco was seen rolling her eyes saying, are you fucking kidding me? Where it's like, James was the hardest fucking working guy, always prepared.
Ever.
He put that show on his fucking back constantly. And everyone loved him for it. To where if he ever did not show up to work one day, we would be happy for him to fucking take time off. Go do whatever you fucking want. Like, he had everyone's support.
And by the way, in my entire time on the show, that happened once.
Yeah,
they came to me and they were like, James just needs the afternoon. I'm like, all good.
Of course.
I'll come back.
Yeah, because
the whole time, I had a lot of fucking scenes with him.
And I think what people, like, need to realize is, for somebody like me, like, complaining about acting would be ridiculous. Because it's like, you know, I would show up a few days a week. You get paid very well. Somebody like James Gandolfini, who was working minimum fucking 5 days a week. And then let's say he worked 16, 18 hour days and they give him a 6-8 hours to go home and go to bed. No, he can't go home and go to bed. He has to learn the next 16 hours of work for the next day.
Every Sunday, he would spend his entire Sunday learning all of his lines for that week.
There was
a lot of work.
And he was so grateful for the show and everything, but there was no one happier in the world when we would finish for a season because he got his life back. Mm-hmm. Whatever he wanted to do with his own time, like he had, and by the way, you know, I'm not trying to say like he wasn't paid, he was paid, well, he was grateful, everything was great, but you lose your life. It's like a professional athlete or who's constantly training and then on the road. That he was just, he didn't have personal time. So to try and make it seem like not only there were issues on the thing, but then people were mad at him for these things.
Never.
If he didn't show up for fucking 2 weeks, when we would see him next, we'd fucking hug him and kiss him and say, we hope you had a great, like anything to try and say that try and puts it in a light where any of the actors, and I will speak for most of us, had any sort of issue with James with anything he ever did is just total bullshit.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Not today, pal.
Yeah.
Not today.
I think that's an episode. We'll see you guys next week.
See ya.